now, it's time for Cartoonerific News.
And here's your host, Marjorie Stewart.
Hi, cartoon fans. Welcome to Cartoonerific News. I am Marjorie Stewart, and here's some news for Tuesday, March 12th. So let's get right down to it. The Oscars were just on March 10th, and we at Cartoonerific warmly congratulate all the winners as well as all the nominees of this year's ceremony. The winner for Best Animated Short is War is Over, which was inspired by the work of John Lennon and Yoko Ono. This was a first-time Oscar win for filmmakers Dave Mullins and Brad Booker. The Oscar for Best Animated Feature went to The Boy and the Heron, the work of Toshio Suzuki and 83-year-old Hayao Miyazaki. This was Miyazaki's second Oscar, previously taking home the Golden Statue for Spirited Away in 2003. What's interesting is that this Japanese animated feature is primarily hand-drawn, proving that this particular medium is still quite relevant and valued in the industry. Considered to be the Japanese Walt Disney, Miyazaki has been honored many times over, having just won a Best Animated Feature Golden Globe for The Boy and the Heron. Although many speculate that this may be Miyazaki's last animated film, there are hints that he's not yet done creating animated features. Time will tell, and we can only hope. The Boy and the Heron is still in distribution to theaters, but as far as being accessible on cable or streaming, for now, you can pre-purchase it on Apple TV, and we shall update you as soon as we find out where and when it becomes more widely available. Coming up this Friday on the Cartoonerific podcast, Brian Mitchell will host a lively interview with animation enthusiast, author, and cartoon historian Mr. Jerry Beck. Part one of that interview will be uploaded Friday night, March 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 p.m. Pacific. Looney Tune fans, this one's for you. Just released on Blu-ray from the Warner Archive today, March 12th, is the Looney Tunes Collector's Choice Blu-ray Volume 3. Featuring 25 classic cartoons dating from 1934 through 1963 and released for the first time on Blu-ray. The set includes some of the first and last classic Bugs Bunny cartoons, as well as other fun cartoons starring all your favorites, Daffy Duck, Foghorn Leghorn, Porky Pig, Tweety and Sylvester, The Coyote and the Roadrunner, and various other one-shot tunes. This is available now at Amazon, Walmart, and other retailers. Purchasing this set sends a strong message to the Warner Archive that there is an audience for classic animation and may further ensure that more cartoons will be restored and released in high definition on Blu-ray. Last week's Cartoonerific podcast with animation veteran director Robert Alvarez has received some very good feedback here at Cartoonerific Central. If you haven't checked out part one or part two of this entertaining interview, please don't miss out. Well, that's about it. Thank you all for the wonderful feedback regarding Cartoonerific News. I will be back next Tuesday, March 18th, with more. And until then, you take care.
This has been a Cartoonerific Studios presentation.
The Cartoonerific podcast is copyright 2024 by Cartoonerific Studios Incorporated. All rights reserved.